Mr. Hall, you're 25 years plus in a career as Santa in the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, but summers you're here with Twilight Theater Productions, and this year is a big year with three plays on the board. One is a world premiere, the other two are Kentucky premieres. Tell me about Charles Messina, the playwright, and how you happened to choose these plays for Twilight this year.
Well, I happened to meet Charles Messina at an Italian restaurant in Little Italy, where they were having a script meeting for The Sopranos. He had done some writing and ghostwriting, and the Italian community in New York is very close. And we just hit it off. I started going to see his plays in New York, and I really fell in love with his writing and how he dealt with dialogue and human issues. He and I have been very close friends ever since. He always brings his son to see Santa, check in whether he's naughty or nice. And he's born and raised in the West Village in New York City, a graduate of New York University. His work is quite well known in New York, and one of the things that we at Twilight Theater try to do is bring new, innovative work and playwrights to the attention of the public. People may not know his name here. He's has authored a book. He's working with Dion right now on a musical for Broadway, much like the Jersey Boys, only it's the music of Dion. We're doing three plays that I've tried to connect together, all having to do with the past and how the past is always changing. Two people can experience the same situation and many years later have a totally different idea of what happened in that moment. The first play is a world premiere. It's called Thompson Street. And it's about a young lady who runs into a young man on a park bench. He and she have not seen each other for 15 years. She has changed and he hasn't. The second play is a contemporary piece, a Kentucky premiere, called Lilac. And it takes place in a producer's office. Again, it has to do with the past and the future. There is no now. It's only past and future. And this particular producer uses that for his own benefit through greed and jealousy and money and manipulation. The third piece is a piece called Fugazi. It takes place here in Western Kentucky. A young man and his wife of 5 years have returned to the home of his father, who has passed away, and it's how he deals with his past relationship and how he deals now with the future. I might add that all of these plays are socially redeeming. The first play has to do a lot with bullying and how people are bullies, and then later on in life, they have that past has changed, that they don't see themselves that way. But in the play, the young lady realizes that she was a bully and she was not a very nice person. So having to deal with herself through the past. The same way with Lilac, the socially redeeming factor is to prove that, you know, art sometimes is more important than money. It should be. Unfortunately, to most people in the world today, money is more important than honesty. The third play obviously deals with the tortured past that the young man has with his father, their relationship, and the fact that he has not spoken to his father in 5 years. And now his dad's dead, and he comes back to this home that he has to go through. So we find that all of the plays have something in common. And oddly enough, they're all comedies. Which is rather fun. And this is one of the things that I enjoy about Charles. He can write and be very poignant and be very exciting and very to the point and very humanistic and still be absolutely hilarious. So it's really a fun summer, and not only for me, but for the cast. It gives them an opportunity to work on new, contemporary, creative pieces, and they're doing all principal roles. So it gives them an opportunity. The university students that we work with very often come back year after year, and it's wonderful to see their progress in the arts. And not only do we hear that from their professors at the university, whether it's Bowling Green, Western University, or whether it's University of Tennessee at Martin, which is where our cast come from this year, the professors there actually stay in touch with us and refer to us as how much we've helped those students in their acting. So it's really a pleasure for us. As I tell my cast, sometimes they ask me, why do you keep coming down here, Charles? You work in New York. And I said, the reason I come down here is because of you and you and you. Because I learn from these young university students, believe it or not, but I do. They teach me a lot. And I hope in turn we'll teach them.
Who are the students this summer?
The students this year, we have Isaac Middleton returning from Bowling Green University. We have our good buddy Casey from University of Tennessee at Martin is returning. We have a new cast member, Christopher, who's coming in from Bowling Green University. And we have two young ladies who have experience in theater from Bowling Green University, Holly Berger, and another fine actress, Sarah Caitlin Hall, from Western University.
And you kind of started the same way, perhaps, with your theater
Absolutely.
Career at Murray State University.
Absolutely. And that's one of the main reasons that I do come back. It's a payback for what Mr. R.E. Johnson and Shirley Johnson have done for me. People like Bob Shook, who is an award-winning lighting designer in Chicago, probably the foremost. People like Barbara Fulton Moran, who ran the entire arts program for New Jersey for years and years. It's wonderful to see. And my career, I was sitting behind a casting desk with the directors and producers for our touring company and at Radio City Music Hall. And I had a young man come in and stand in front of me, and he said, "You don't know me, Charles, but you gave me my first professional job." And Scott Willis was hired by us, and he worked for 7 years on the regional shows. He's now touring with Priscilla. So it really is, and it's very exciting because, you know, I'll get calls from these students when they come to New York. They'll come and see me in the show. We create a bond the same way that it started when I started with Twilight. So it gives me an opportunity not only to learn from the students, but also to come back down and pay back for the theater and the Johnsons who have helped me, and to pay forward for the university students who come and realize that they have talent. Some of them go on not to be actors, but directors and lighting designers and administrators and professors, producers. So Tim Hawkins, producer in New York, started at Twilight. And these are people that we try to give them an opportunity for. We're a not-for-profit organization, but I try to run the theater like an off-Broadway theater in New York, because that's how I work. The students seem to enjoy that because we work differently than a university. We're actually in rehearsals. I don't have a class twice a week. I get my cast in every day for 7 hours. And the fun thing about it is we all have lunch together, and when we break, they don't really want to leave. Mm-hmm. And unless we have, you know, one of our cast members, as I said, Casey Williams, wants to cook for everyone. It's a lot of fun. And we do excellent theater. We do theater that's not done anywhere else. It's very exciting for us.
The three one-act plays must have a fairly zippy runtime because the Twilight Theater Productions Dinner Theater includes dinner at 6:30. So you eat first and then have a real quick theater experience, one to three?
Well, it's an entire evening. And that's why, you know, for one price, which includes everything, a gourmet dinner, a free glass of wine, dessert, and theater. We do two shows and then serve dessert. So that becomes our intermission. And then we finish up with the last piece.
Neat.
The whole evening runs about an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes.
I know Shirley T. Johnson would like to have reservations the Wednesdays preceding the shows.
Yes. That way we can put the order in for the gourmet dinners.
Sure. Well, Mr. Hall, thank you so much for speaking with me. I understand that Twilight Theater Productions is really the only company in Western Kentucky doing professional productions like you are.
And original pieces.
It's pretty exciting.
It is very exciting. And I invite everyone, whether you are a theater patron or not, that this is theater that is meant to not only be entertaining and fun, but there's something going on there that everyone can relate to. And that's the power of art. That's the power of theater. And I welcome everyone to please come down and support us, because theater cannot be done without an audience. We're very fortunate that we have a lot of patrons, and we invite even more to be our theatrical angels and to see what we're doing out there.
Mr. Hall, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.